We're about to bring you a movie review here, but here's the weird thing. This film, Justice League, is not really new. It's been out since 2017. But out now, exclusively on HBO Max, is Zack Snyder's Justice League, a more than four-hour look at Superman, Wonder Woman, Batman, and other heroes, the way the film's original director envisioned.
I need warriors. I'm building an alliance.
Film critic Christian Toto tells us Zack Snyder's Justice League is far better than the movie that came out 4 years ago.
Zack Snyder was a director on Justice League, the movie that did come out in 2017. But in the middle of production, he suffered a personal tragedy and had to step away. Director Joss Whedon stepped in for him, completed the movie. And by most accounts, it's a very different movie in tone, if not the exact plot. So ever since then, the Whedon version was the official version, and fans weren't in love with it. And they thought, well, we like Zack Snyder. Some of his other films were pretty good. What did he do differently? Could we ever see his true vision for this film? And of course, then the Snyder Cut became this social media meme. It was talked about in sort of Comic-Con circles. And the enthusiasm was just never ending, and to the point where Zack Snyder and the team at Warner Brothers said, hey, let's do this. They announced it for HBO Max, and it's now going to be out on that platform, not in theaters, but an exclusive to HBO Max for all to see.
Now, this film is more than 4 hours long. What would you say about it, besides the fact that it's more than 4 hours long?
Generally speaking, it's very entertaining. I think it's a superior version of Justice League than the one we saw several years ago. I think some of the action sequences are astounding and really do capture the camaraderie of this supergroup, much like the Avengers did a couple of years ago. But I will say that the Avengers movies, to my mind, are still superior, and you could certainly see elements of this story that could have been cut. So it's almost like a fan service production where they thought, well, we've got all this material the fans have been clamoring for years. Let's put it all out there. And if it comes a smidge over 4 hours, then so be it.
A slightly positive review?
You know, I enjoyed it. It's the kind of film you definitely want to maybe consume in two servings, maybe even three. I can't imagine any film that really demands a four-hour presentation where you sit through the entire thing. It's just not strong enough to merit that. But these are, you know, fine performers, Ben Affleck, Gal Gadot, doing what they do best. It's got all the razzle dazzle of a superhero movie. And I have to say, you know, having gone through the pandemic and a lot of superhero films have been delayed and delayed, it was kind of fun watching this at times where I thought, well, this is what you'd go to the theater to see, and it's new, it's fresh. It does feel like a different beast than the original Justice League. I know there's lots of similarities, but there are a lot of differences. New characters, new subplots, bigger themes. It really is a justifiably different presentation.
Final question. Sometimes when a favorite TV show goes away, or like in my case, the Academy Awards, I always get ticked off when something is left off the list. I wanted One Night in Miami to get some Best Picture love, and it's not. So I've been spending the week brooding. But as just the little guy, the average citizen, you never feel like you have the power to change these things. And once in a while, you have an example like this where enough people make their voices heard and it does change.
Yeah, you know, whether it's social media, whether I think we're more empowered. And I also think that Hollywood is doing a better job of listening at times, where if there's a crowd demand, you know, that's money left on the table. And so I think this is going to get a lot of attention. I think one of the best cases was the Family Guy animated cartoon on Fox. It ended, for many people's eyes, way too soon. Fox brought it back, and it's been going. I don't know the exact year when it was officially canceled, but it's been back on for a very long time. So obviously that was the right move. There was a lot of sort of creative stories left to be told, and we're getting them right now.
Christian Toto of HollywoodandToto.com on Skype. He says Zack Snyder's Justice League is far better than what came out in 2017, but he wouldn't call this one a masterpiece either.